AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court's extended an order blocking full SNAP food aid payments. Haya Panjwani has details.
The High Court's decision came during signals that the government shutdown could end soon and food aid payments could start back up. The order keeps in place at least for a few more days, a chaotic situation. People who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to feed their families in some states have received their full monthly allocations, while others have received nothing. SNAP helps 42 million Americans buy groceries. The order will expire just before midnight on Thursday. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
And Chris Rugaber sizes up the impact of the shutdown.
Many expect that growth will be cut by as much as half. In the final 3 months of the year, over a million federal workers have gone without paychecks. So that means less spending on restaurant meals, less spending on travel, delayed purchases. A lot of it will be made up when the government reopens and federal workers do get back pay. But many economists estimate that as much as a fifth of the impact will be permanent. Another impact is the interruption to food stamp, or what's now called SNAP benefits. And one other impact is that all of the government data on the economy was cut off. And this is the data that the Federal Reserve relies on to make its decisions about whether or not to cut interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said late last month that with economic data interrupted, the Fed might not cut its key rate when it meets in early December.
Airlines canceled another 1,200 flights Tuesday, complying with an FAA order that aims to reduce air traffic, ultimately by 10%. It's an effort to ease demands on short-staffed control towers during the shutdown. Baby formula maker ByHeart has recalled all of its products nationwide amid an expanding outbreak of infant botulism. Arctic air has been chilling the eastern two-thirds of the country. Parts of the Great Lakes and Northeast have been getting significant snowfall, while the Southeast has been seeing record low temperatures. This is AP News. A death in the entertainment world.
Sally Kirkland, a one-time model who became a regular on stage, film, and TV, has died. She was 84. She was best known for sharing the screen with Paul Newman and Robert Redford in The Sting and her Oscar-nominated title role in the 1987 movie Anna.
We went to all the festivals, Berlin, Venice, Cannes, and then I got pregnant.
Her representative says Kirkland died at a Palm Springs hospice. Sally Kirkland spoke to the AP in 2002 at Liza Minnelli's wedding.
This is Sally Kirkland in New York, the first time in ages, and Liza and David are the most amazing couple.
What about Michael Jackson? I heard.
Michael Jackson was carrying her train for a while.
One-time co-star Jennifer Tilly wrote on X, "Don't say Sally died. Say Sally passed on into the spirits. Safe passage, beautiful lady." I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.